free lunch, Fairness with Freedom. Website, the-free-lunch.com. In this edition, Charles Baslington interviews Professor Richard Werner on banking and the economy. Professor Richard Werner is Chair of International Banking at the University of Southampton and is Director of its Centre for Banking, Finance and Sustainable Development.
Professor Werner, isn't this the simple explanation of banking, that banks collect deposits from savers and relend these deposits to borrowers?
That's, of course, what we hear a lot written up in the newspapers or even in finance or economics textbooks. But actually, that's wrong. This is not actually what banks do. The key example shown in textbooks is where you have the bank required to have a reserve with the central bank. And so if there's a new deposit with a bank, say £100, and if the reserve requirement, for sake of argument, is around 1%, which is sort of realistic, in many countries it's around 1%, then the textbook will say, okay, it receives 100, it takes £1, gives it to the central bank as reserve, and now lends out £99. Well, actually, this is not what the bank's going to do. In reality, the bank will take the entire 100 deposit, give them to the central bank and say, that's my 1% reserve, 1% out of 10,000. 10,000 minus the 100 leaves you 9,900 that the bank is allowed to lend. So actually, the 100 new deposit will lead to 9,900 in new, what is called new loans. That's more realistic as an explanation of what banks actually do.
So, right, they've created £9,900 somehow. That seems rather too easy to be true, even dubious. I couldn't do that. How does this happen?
Well, it is very easy, and very often in this complex world, we're always being told, you know, the truth has to be very complex and difficult, but very often the truth is very simple. It's a legal construct. The bank is allowed to do this, and this means actually that the bank is creating the 9,900 out of nothing. This is money creation, and this adds to the money supply. So the way this works is, you know, if you wonder, I mean, how can this physically, practically be done? Perhaps in theory, this might be a description, but can this work in reality? Well, let's say you want to borrow the money, 9,900. We draw up a loan contract. All right, this all the details will be in here, the interest repayment schedule, how quickly I at the bank can seize your assets and bankrupt you, all these things will be in there. Now, once you've signed, and the bank has signed, the bank is then allowed to show this asset, you know, a loan is an asset for the bank, so this 9,900 on its balance sheet on the asset side. Because, of course, technically this is now an expected income stream for the bank. Right. It receives now, based on this document, interest and repayment of principal.
Right.
So you can argue, well, technically that's correct. So they're allowed to show a new 9,900 on the asset side. Now you'll say, fine, but where's the cash? I want to see the money. And the bank will say, we've just opened an account for you with us. And look into your account, you'll find the money there. It may even say, we'll transfer the money. That would be technically incorrect because the bank is actually not going to transfer the money. The accounting department will simply write into your account that is newly opened, opening balance, say if it's newly opened, 9,900. Where did the money come from? It wasn't transferred away from anywhere. So it was just created, invented, right, on the balance sheet in the computers of the bank.
So the bank didn't have to receive deposits and savings, balancing deposits and savings before handing it out as a loan.
Precisely. What the banks do is not acting as intermediary, as the textbooks or even, you know, the financial newspapers tell us. They call banks financial intermediaries, but they are something different. They're not just an intermediary receiving some money, lending it out, keeping some as reserve. No, the banks have a much more pivotal central function in the economy. They're the creators of the money supply, and they do this by giving out what's called a loan. Now, technically, that's a bit of a misnomer, because A loan is, you know, can I borrow this glass? Okay, I've got this glass now. You don't. And I'm drinking out of it. Well, that means you can't drink out of it at the same time. This is the normal understanding of lending and borrowing, a transfer of control over something. But when the bank grants what is called a loan, there is no transfer of purchasing power away from anywhere in the economy. It's just newly created, and that's the big difference. So the banks are the creators of the money supply, and therefore this should really be called not bank lending, but credit creation. In many ways, it's true to say there is no such thing as a bank loan. Bank loans don't exist. What we have is bank credit creation.
Right. So me, as a borrower, I've guaranteed, say, my house against my defaulting on the loan. So my real useful, tangible asset might be handed over to the bank, which actually created the original credit out of nothing.
That's right.
A summary of it. Right.
That's right. So most people are not aware of that, and it seems quite shocking at the first time you hear about this, but that's what the banking system does.
Thanks.
Books by Richard Werner include Princes of the Yen and New Paradigm in Macroeconomics. For interviews with Richard Werner, go to the Free Lunch website. The Free Lunch, Fairness with Freedom. Website, the-free-lunch.com.